Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Kevin O'Toole is with us. He's our new friend. He's Vice President of Business Products and Strategy for Comcast. And that's an organization that's everybody knows about. They are partnering with Bloomberg TV and the Philadelphia Chamber of Commerce to have me come to Pierce College in Philadelphia on February the 3rd to talk about the age of the customer. It's a great partnership, the four organizations coming together to help small business owners. And Kevin, congratulations on being part of that. Thank you for the leadership that your company showed in this.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim. You know, the small business community is such a rich part of all the areas where we work and live. And honestly, it's a great customer segment for Comcast. We are proud to serve, you know, hundreds of thousands of small businesses around the country. So anything that we can do to help, We're glad to be there.
Well, you know, it's very smart of you to be doing this, because as you well know, and this is something I've been talking about. My audience knows I've been talking about web-based tools, web-based resources since 1997, back when we called them ASPs, Kevin, and now we call it the cloud-based or in the cloud or sometimes we call them web-based tools. I mean, the resources that are available in the cloud, and that's where you guys work these days. I mean, that's your world, right? That's your marketplace right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're spot on. The cloud has been coming at us for some time, but I think the emergence of broadband services like what my company provides is really that freeway that gets you to the cloud. You have to have a great
right.
network connection so you can access those services. And it is such a wonderful opportunity for small business owners who are cash constrained to save a lot of money. You know, instead of maybe having to put that $10,000 server at your building and,
right.
and pay someone to manage it, you can just subscribe to a service in the cloud. Maybe it's $5, $6 a month, $10 a month per person. We're proud to offer hosted Microsoft Communications as part of what we sell on a cloud basis. And if you go to our website, you'll be able to find a study from the Yankee Group. That, you know, we, full disclosure, we commissioned the study, so, you know,
right.
we paid Yankee to do it, but I thought they did a great job with it. That says a small business owner with maybe just 25 employees could save $10,000 to $20,000 over just a couple years using a cloud service instead.
I want to give you a recommendation for your next survey.
Okay.
I want you to find out how much the cloud helped companies survive in the last 3 years by being able to maintain some level of productivity and capability for their customers without having to have as many employees as they once had.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be interesting to find out? Let me throw a little stat in there that I published yesterday in my newsletter and that I'll talk about later this week. We ask our audience in our newsletter and on our website and on the show, we asked them, how much of your business did you attribute to some kind of online activity? And 90% of the people who responded to us said something, either 100% or maybe over 50% or less than 50%. Only 10% said none. Now, that's good news, Kevin, and I think that's an example of why the economy is hanging in there, even though unemployment is still high.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We've been hearing a lot about the credit crunch on small business owners, which is very, very real. But if you can avoid having to make one of those big expenditures and just leverage a cloud-based service, you don't need that credit in the first place to buy all that equipment for your business. So you can
right.
support more employees, or you can get more done with the employees you have by taking advantage of information technology.
Well, no question about it. And small business owners are realizing, you know, in the old days, Kevin, back when before the internet, if any company had any really cool processing power capability, It was at the big business level. The company paid $50 million for somebody to develop it for them, and it was probably pretty clunky. Today, small business owners have the slickest, coolest, sexiest applications available to them, if not for free, maybe just to, you know, a few bucks a month, that are better in some ways, especially from the ability to move fast. In some ways, they're better than what big companies have.
You know, I can give you a real honest and specific example of that. I mentioned we offer the hosted Microsoft services, and we were putting out there exactly what we use inside Comcast. You know, you would really give the same tools for messaging and collaboration to small business owners. And there was actually a stage where our small business owners were a generation ahead of the technology we had internally.
Wow.
And we actually had our employees saying, you know, can we get on our small business product? Because I like that better. So that's a true story. And
that's great. And
I think it's perfect spot on to what you're saying there.
Well, I appreciate that very much. How can we find that survey that you would just tell us the Yankee Group did?
If you go to businessclass.comcast.com and you just look, we have some white papers and stuff up there, you'll be able to find it real quick.
Is that the main website for small businesses, businessclass.comcast.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks, check that out. Kevin, will you come back another day?
I'd be delighted to, Jim.
Let's do this again. You did a good job today.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim. Great being here.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks again for your partnership with Bloomberg and the Philly Chamber. Really proud of you guys for that. Kevin O'Toole, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President with Comcast Business Services. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.